This is the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast, Episode 83, How to Use the Nursing Home Compare website to select a Georgia nursing home. The Nursing Home Abuse Podcast is dedicated to providing news and information for families whose loved ones have been injured in a nursing home. Here are your hosts, Georgia attorneys Rob Schenck and Will Smith. Hello out there and welcome. My name is Rob Schenck.
And I'm William Smith.
And thank you for joining us. We are your co-hosts for this episode of the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast, talking about the Nursing Home Compare website.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different websites out there. You know, A Place for Mom is one of them, or other private organizations, U.S. News and World Report, Best Nursing Homes or Worst Nursing Homes. And what we're going to be talking about today is the government-run Nursing Home Compare website. That is funded and used by CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. We've got Mr. Richard Mollett on the air. He's the executive director of the Long-Term Care Community Coalition.
Sixth time on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. No, Richard, I originally met Richard at the Consumer Voice Conference back in October of last year, I think. And he was going through the rating systems and what these different, what the different data means. So this man is he runs a website called Nursing Home 411. He works for the LTCCC, which is the Long-Term Care Community Coalition. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to improving care for seniors and the disabled through legal and policy research, advocacy, and education. And so we're really lucky to have him on here taking us through the government-run Nursing Home Compare site, because he's going to explain what data is important, where they get the data, and how to use this site to determine an appropriate nursing home for your loved one.
Richard, welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you very much. Thanks. Pardon me. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be speaking to you guys again, and also to be talking about one of my favorite things, which is looking at quality and other important information for the public and for residents and families on Nursing Home Compare. So I thought that I would start with just a plain Google page on my website, as you can see, and just type in Nursing Home Compare and show you what you can find, because it's medicare.gov/nursing home compare, but for those who are not that not involved in it, every day, it may be hard to remember. So if you just type into Google Nursing Home Compare, you'll see what came up for me right here is medicare.gov Nursing Home Compare search. I just want to mention, be very careful, like the other search results will come up. Here, if you look down here, is caregiver.org. There's another one, A Place for Mom. Those are places that many of those places take advertising money from nursing homes and assisted living to be listed. So you want to make sure you're going to the Medicare.gov website.
That's right.
And here you see Find a Home. So it's Medicare.gov on top, Find a Home. And you could type in really anything that you're looking for. So what I'm typing in here is Atlanta, and you'll see it'll come up Atlanta, Georgia. And if I want to, I could type in the name of a nursing home below, but I don't have to do that. I'll just do a search and see what we come up with. And what we're going to be looking at today is one of the Pruitt Health facilities. Actually, Pruitt Health Virginia Park is one of the ones that we are looking at, and it comes up right here. So for people who just in general might be searching for a nursing home in their area, I think it's worthwhile noting that you can see here they show 55 nursing homes within 25 miles from the center of Atlanta, Georgia. But on the right-hand side, you could modify your search. I can change that to within 100 miles of in a more rural area, 50 miles, 10 miles, 5 miles, 1 mile if I'm in a city, et cetera. And I could also add the name of a nursing home if I'm interested in a specific nursing home. Perhaps I have a loved one there, or it's a nursing home that the hospital has told me that they're going to be sending my loved one, et cetera. So, and just before we move on, there's also these green buttons, Add to Compare. So you can add, compare up to three nursing homes at one time and get some information on them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Richard, is that a new function? Has that always been there?
That's always been there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just not very observant then. So you're clicking on ProHealth, right. Virginia Park as our sample.
Virginia Park, yes. And also, before we move on, you can see at the top here, they have the overall rating. So there's the nursing home name on the left-hand column. There's the overall rating, health inspections, staffing, quality measures, and then lastly, the distance from wherever you search from, if it was a geographic search. So you can see here the stars very easily, the star ratings for each one of these. Now, I think it's important to know, as I mentioned, I do a lot of work with Nursing Home Compare and other data, and the Nursing Home Compare data are not perfect. We'll talk about that a little bit, but they are, in my estimation, by far the best information, you know, best data that are out there for people who are looking at nursing homes or looking at the nursing homes in their area. I think it's really important to note that in the way that nursing homes are rated, the different criteria, they are much better at identifying poorly performing facilities than highly performing facilities, meaning that, in my opinion, if you have a one or two-star facility, it's very, very, very likely to be an extremely poorly performing facility. Whereas if you have a four- or five-star facility, that does not necessarily mean that it's a great place because of the way that the rating system works. So I think it's just very worthwhile to note that a five-star facility may be good, but it may not be. But you can be reasonably certain that a one, two, and oftentimes a three-star facility is not going to be very good. So you could see here, if you were doing just a general search, looking in your area, where you'd want to start. And I always tell people, if they're able to, start with a four- or five-star facility and try to eliminate one, two, and if possible, three-star facilities if you're making a choice. But we're going to go to Pruitt Health right now in Virginia Park. And so here you can see really the information that is provided. This is the general information, and there are tabs here: health inspections, fire safety inspections, staffing, quality of resident care, and penalties. So, and this also gives you, I'm sorry.
Okay, Richard. So let me ask this for the audience that's actually watching this podcast versus mm-hmm. listening to it. You'll see there's the tabs that that highlight the different categories. Okay, my question is, how does the information get gathered for each of these tabs? Very quickly, can you walk us through how is this information even acquired from the nursing home before it can even be displayed on this website?
Sure, and that's a really good question. So the health inspections are based upon the annual inspections that take place from the state, as well as any complaint-generated inspections. So that's the star information, and the information that we'll talk about there is based solely on that. The fire safety inspections are also part of that. Usually when a survey takes place, which is approximately annually, they'll look at healthcare and they'll look at fire safety. Staffing is extremely important, as I'm sure you guys know and many people in your audience know. So the staffing is based now, this is very recently, based upon payroll-based journal data. It's really, really important. We do a lot of work around staffing because it is such an important criteria related to resident care and quality of life. Up until November of last year, it was actually, up until the spring of this year, the staffing data were based upon what was self-reported by the facility once a year and not audited by either the state or the federal government. And there were long-standing concerns that nursing homes were inflating their staffing data. Starting in the spring of this year, CMS listened to us and other advocates, and they started requiring that nursing homes report payroll-based journals. So the actual, you know, who they paid to come in for certain hours every day, and that those data are collected on a quarterly basis. And those data are now included. So the staffing information on Nursing Home Compare are now, as of just a few months ago, much stronger, more reliable.
That makes sense. And good. I asked that, Richard, because I want the audience to understand and make sure that generally when they're searching online for services and other items, they're going to Yelp or Google review. I just want the audience to understand and know that this information is not consumer or the residents grading the facility. This is an actual, based on inspections conducted by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, as opposed to Yelp, if that makes sense.
Correct. Yeah. And I think that's a really good point. It's something that I've been thinking a lot about lately. People are rating nursing homes more on Yelp and, you know, other online reviews, and that's fine. I think that I think it's really important to go back to the data as much as possible and to look at what is, again, the most reliable information. But it could also be useful to find out what people are experiencing. The a lot of advocates, you know, and family members, complain that we're not hearing about what residents and families want and what they're experiencing. And those things are undoubtedly important. I mean, that's the whole the entire mission of my organization is to improve care for residents and to empower them and their families. However, I think that when a resident or a family, when we complain as customers in any setting, we tend to complain about things that we have knowledge and expertise, which is our experience, how we're feeling, how we're being treated, etc. But what is extremely important, I think we would all agree, and I've been a family member several times as well, is the care good? You know, how are we measuring the quality? And I know that I personally, I'm not a clinician, I don't have the expertise to do that, so I rely on staffing data. I rely on these health inspection data as well. So it's really important. I think that this is, again, I've been a family member, and as someone who has some expertise on these issues, I think that these are the most important things to look at, but that, you know, people's experience can be useful as well.
Thanks. Fantastic.
I'm sorry.
So no, you're good. So we've gone to the Nursing Home Compare website. We've, as a family member, and we've searched for the sake of this particular episode. This person is looking at Atlanta. We've chosen out of the 55 or so options that the Nursing Home Compare website populated for us, Pruitt Health, Virginia Park. We've clicked on that, and now we're looking at the general information is what displays first along with these tabs. So just at this point, kind of guide us through now what we're looking at and what other information is available for us for this particular nursing home.
The first two tabs relate to the inspections. And, the health inspections, I think, are the most important in terms of how the facility did in regards to their health inspections. And then fire safety, staffing, quality of resident care, and penalties. Now, quality of resident care, it sounds like it's exactly what you're looking for. What is the quality of care? I mean, you know, I don't care if you have two people on staff or 200. My concern is quality of resident care. Unfortunately, almost all of the indicators, almost all the criteria that they use are self-reported and unaudited, and a lot of them are very subjective. So although it sounds like it'd be the most important, it's actually, I completely disregard them.
Really?
As an advocate, yes. I do. We work with several others, other advocates, in our national advocacy with CMS, and we have pressed them successfully to include some, what they can call a insurance claims-based criteria there. But again, for the most part, it's really based upon a, subjective criteria, which unfortunately the nursing homes are able to gain. So it's here you see that this nursing home has two-star rating. If you look down below in the star rating categories, they show the health inspection, the staffing, and the quality measure rating. But oftentimes, frankly, you'll see nursing homes that have one or two stars for inspections, one or two stars for staffing, and four or five stars for quality measures. It's quite often completely out of bounds. So that's why I don't look at it. Before we move on to dig a little bit deeper, I just want to mention some of the information that's provided here on this general page. You can see how many beds there are. You can see whether they are participating in Medicare and or Medicaid. You can see if there's automatic sprinklers, but also whether there's a resident council or resident and family council. So that's useful to know as well.
And so what does that mean, Richard, that a resident council only, just out of curiosity?
So that means that there is only a resident council, that there's no family council in the facility. We're doing more and more work in my organization to educate and empower family councils, and part of that is based upon research that's found with that where there's a family council in a nursing home, there tends to be much better care, not only for the residents who have family members on the family council, but for all residents. So we've been focusing more and more. We're actually starting a new project in August to work with family councils and to provide them with tools to empower them to better understand their residents' rights and to advocate for them. So check back on our website.
To be continued. Yeah.
So let's look at the health inspections. Well, let me just go back for 1 second. I'm sorry. So if you look again at those three categories, health inspection rating, staffing rating, quality measure rating, those are the three ratings that are put together in the facility's overall rating.
I got you.
So that's just worthwhile to know. That's what CMS looks at. But again, the research that I've read, my own experience researching hundreds and hundreds of nursing home compare listings and statements of deficiencies, et cetera, indicate to me that the quality measures are something that I don't give a lot of credence to. I really look at the health inspection and the staffing rating. So if you go to the health inspection tab, you can see what their rating is and why. So here they have a 2-star rating, which is below average. That would be, again, very alarming to me because, as I mentioned before, these rating systems tend to better identify poor care than, rating systems do not always capture when there is poor care. So if you have a 1 or 2 star facility, again, it's very likely that the facility is providing very poor quality of care. Whereas if you have a 4 or 5 star facility, which sounds like it'd be very good, like you'd go to a 4 or 5 star movie, that does not necessarily guarantee that the facility is being good. The facility is good, excuse me. So when I see 2 stars, that means to me, that says to me that they have identified generally some very serious problems in this nursing home.
Okay. So what can we glean from this particular screen of Pruitt Hare Virginia Park, Pruitt Health Virginia Park as of today, August 27th, Richard, like what are we looking at then?
So looking at this facility, if I was just coming to it fresh, I would see 2 stars. That would be of significant concern to me. You could see generally the last 3 years of health inspections and their citations, et cetera, on this page. So you can see their most recent health inspection was in March of this year. But the number of citations, 11, I know is high. And if you look underneath the next blue bar, I'll raise it to the top of the screen, the previous health inspection, but then the average number of health citations in Georgia is 3.
Oh,
so this
wow.
facility has almost four times.
Yeah.
So what does a citation mean, Richard?
So a citation means that, and we're just talking about health citations here, that the facility has found to have been in violation of 11 different minimum standards of care in March of 2018. It's really important. I don't want to give people too much information because I know it can be overwhelming.
Sure.
But think about it again. And I know that families tell me this all the time, that the inspectors come in once a year. Oftentimes the facility is at least somewhat aware of when they're going to be inspected. So sometimes facilities will actually beef up, they'll clean up the place, they'll beef up staffing a little bit around that time period. And I'm not saying it's necessarily a result of fraud. It could be that if it's in a rural area, that they see that there are cars parked in other nursing homes in their community. It could be that they were inspected March of 2018, and they were inspected February or March or April of the year before, and February, March, or April of the year before that, that they know, well, around this time is when we can expect an inspection.
Right.
So that's so the reason why I mention that is because, and again, that gets at why these star ratings are oftentimes the tip of the iceberg, is that this is just a snapshot that the inspectors have of one time when they're in the facility. And you know when the inspectors come in, whether the facility is somewhat aware of them coming or not, that the facilities are on their best behavior.
Yeah, all hands on deck.
And they make, right, all hands on deck, exactly. So that's why, again, you know, some of these ratings are, in my mind, you know, the tip of the iceberg. And so when you see 11 citations, that's clearly a significant concern. It's four times the number of health citations in Georgia and almost double the number of health citations in the United States. Now, just looking at those two numbers, that the average number of health citations in Georgia is 3, the average number of health citations in the country is 5.8, that tells you that Georgia is not identifying a lot of the problems in nursing homes.
Okay, because I would have said the opposite. I would have said, wow, Georgia's doing pretty good.
I know we're not.
Pardon me?
I said I know that we're not. Yeah. So
no, right. Well, yeah. and that's the thing is that we dig deep into the data so that others don't have to. You know, so,
right.
So hopefully in this program we're providing you with some you know information that allows your audience to get a good sense and make smart decisions about their residents and about where they go for nursing home care and what they can understand and what they could do if they're in a nursing home or their loved one is in a nursing home. But essentially, I can tell you that that's not the case. The fact that a state has low level citations is not indicative of the state providing or the state's nursing homes providing better care, unfortunately.
Gotcha.
There are a number of different criteria that we look at and that I've studied over the years, pressure ulcer rates, antipsychotic drugging rates, staffing levels, et cetera, that, and other researchers, of course, have done this as well, that indicate that there's not that kind of variation, especially among the, bigger states. Sometimes some states like Alaska only have, a very small number of nursing homes, or Puerto Rico or D.C. They're much smaller, but, a state like Georgia is a fairly large state, and so it would even out. In terms of quality, but it's not evening out in terms of the ability of the inspectors to identify problems.
Right. Gotcha. Well, okay. They need to use this website in conjunction with yours, then, the Nursing Home 411, because this one I think can be a little misleading sometimes.
Yes, and we'll actually visit that on another episode, your site, so that would be something.
Oh, great. Okay. And I actually I did have a window open if you want, but I wanted to go to staffing next.
Yeah, because in the last few minutes, we can talk about staffing. And then, Richard, once we're done with that, I want you to actually – you've told me that the quality of care is not as important. Can you identify, after you've gone through staffing, what is the most important in terms of the information provided here in terms of making a decision on whether to place your loved one in this particular nursing home?
Sure. And I would say it's what we're looking at right now. It's staffing.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And the reason for that is as we were just discussing with Georgia compared to the rest of the country, is that our studies, Government Accountability Office studies, over the years have all shown that nursing home inspectors, estate inspectors, don't do a great job at identifying problems that exist in a nursing home. And again, that gets back to that, supported by a lot of data, prevalence of pressure ulcers, prevalence of antipsychotic drug, and prevalence of falls year after year after year, that we see a lot of nursing homes that have substandard care with these citations year after year after year. So that indicates over and over again that the state inspection systems are not adequately identifying problems and ensuring that facilities correct the problems that they do identify.
Gotcha.
And that frankly gets at the heart of our mission. So
yeah.
We look at staffing because the staffing is so important. Academic studies have shown that it's one of the most important, if not the most important criteria when it comes to to quality of care. It's, again, not absolute. It's not perfect, but it's absolutely critical. And we're going to talk in our next episode about the statement of deficiency. But I will often say to people when I read about a deficiency, whether a news report or a lawsuit or a statement of deficiency, I could almost always see that there was not staffing there. There wasn't staffing there to answer a call bell. There wasn't staffing there to ensure that someone was monitored and repositioned for pressure ulcers. There wasn't staffing there and someone was given an antipsychotic drug rather than the care that he or she needed, to address dementia-related symptoms, et cetera.
Sure. Looking at this information, what is the staff ratio that you want to see? Like, what's the, this obviously it says 2 stars below average, but what? How do I understand that that's actually below average? What am I looking for?
Well, what you're looking for is high staffing, of course, and then just very, very bluntly, and then high RN staffing is very important. So here you see that the RN hours per resident day, on the line here, is 22 minutes per resident day. Georgia averages 24. The national average is 40.
Wow.
So again, substantially below, but in terms of the, what studies have shown is that you really need about 3/4 of an hour to of RN care time per resident per day to provide decent care.
Gotcha.
Wow. Okay. So you're saying even more than the actual national average. Like, you think it should be 45 minutes.
So the national average is very low. The Inspector General, U.S. Inspector General for the Department of Health and Human Services did a study years ago, and they found that the over 90% of nursing homes don't have enough staff. I mean, that's why nursing homes tend to be poor places to live and poor places to get care. That's why, my work exists, and that's why your work exists, because so much nursing home care is unfortunately substandard, and unfortunately, abuse and neglect are pretty pervasive and long-standing issues. And that, again, really comes down to essentially there's just not enough staff. And why is there not enough staff? Because there are no numerical standards. We know the numbers that are needed to care for a typical resident. As I said, we need, about, 0.75 hours, about 3/4 of an hour per resident per day, just of an RN time, and about 4.5 hours of total staff time per resident per day to provide good care for a typical resident. And you can see that we are nowhere near that here. They're reporting about 3.5 hours.
Right.
And the national average here is just under 4.
Well, Richard, you've guided us through Nursing Home Compare, some of the categories of information that you can gather from it, which ones are a little bit more important, which ones not necessarily disregard, but you might not give as much credence to. In the last couple of minutes, do you want to tell us about your website that also takes this data and analyzes it?
Sure. So very quickly, we put a lot of information on our website for consumers. This is a picture of our nursing home staffing page for the last quarter. So as I mentioned earlier, the federal government started requiring that nursing homes provide payroll-based journal data for every day on a quarterly basis. And as you could see here, we have it for every single state. And the file, we try to make it as easy to use as possible. And I know it's still a lot of information, but we have separate state files. And here I highlighted the Pruitt Health Virginia Park, that same nursing home. Mm-hmm. And you can see what we did here is we took out the hours of staff that were assigned to provide direct care. CMS now requires nursing homes to separate who is assigned to provide care and who is assigned for administrative staff. And as far as I'm concerned, as a family member, as an advocate, I don't care if your administrator has an RN, because he or she is not providing care to my resident.
Right.
And what I care about who is assigned to provide care. So here we have it. You can see here, and we have average staffing hours per resident day for the quarter. Pruitt Health had actually 3.5 hours, and their average RN hours our end care staff hours was only 0.2 hours per resident.
So this website in some instances is much more in depth and provides much more analysis in the
You could quickly go to our website and see what is my nursing home providing in terms of staff that they have assigned to provide resident care.
Right. And so what's that website again?
It's nursinghome411.org.
Awesome. Well, Richard, I feel like we just scratched the surface with these, but I think we're going to, for time, we have to cut and run. But we're going to definitely have you on next week to talk about once you've looked at the Nursing Home Compare and got the information, how to analyze some of that data. But we're definitely going to have you on again to walk us through this website, which is fantastic. But as always, you're the Five Timers Club, I believe, now in terms of number of appearances, and we really appreciate that, Richard. And
thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you all and to your audience as well. Very much.
Thanks, Richard. Awesome. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye bye now.
What a great guest. Richard is a combination of just knowledge with, being able to, succinctly, unlike me, provide that knowledge. I feel like as I stumble, Richard can just answer the question and go right to it. He's a great guest.
Yeah, I mean, he's a policy wonk, and he's a data guru,
a data cruncher.
Yeah, a data cruncher. So it's always good to have guys like that.
Yeah. That's going to conclude this particular episode of the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast.
Yeah.
Will, you're walking down the street. Somebody comes up to you and says, I desperately want to listen to the latest episode of the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast, but I have zero understanding of how to do that. What do you tell him?
Well, you can go to multiple different mediums, and you can watch it www.nursinghomeabusepodcast.com. You can go to our YouTube channel, and if you do, make sure you click the subscribe button. Or you can download it anywhere that your podcast, your favorite podcasts are available.
And so, he grabs you by the collar and pulls you closer and says, where are my favorite podcasts available?
So you can certainly go to Stitcher or iTunes. You can go to Spotify, Podcast Puppy or Pound Puppy or whatever it is that you say every time, which I don't even think is a real thing. Anywhere that your favorite podcasts are located, you can download the audio or MP3.
And he breathes a sigh of relief and continues walking down the street.
Yeah.
And with that, everybody, we thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time.
See you next time. Thanks for tuning in to the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast. Nothing said on this podcast, either by the host or the guest, should be construed as legal advice, nor is intended to create an attorney-client relationship between the host or their guest and the listener. New episodes are available every Monday on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or on your favorite podcast app, as well as on YouTube and our website, nursinghomeabusepodcast.com. Again, that's nursinghomeabusepodcast.com. See you next time.